Okay, Perek Yud Aleph in Sefer Zechariah. This Perek is very unclear exactly what it's referring to. The first couple of psukim are talking about somebody getting destroyed, and they're going to be opposite pshat in what that is. And then the last 13 psukim in this Perek, the Abarbanel calls 14 of the hardest psukim in all of Tanakh to know what it's referring to. So we will do our best to try to give some suggestions on the Mefarshim. Says the Navi, Perek Yud Aleph, Psach Levanon Zelasecha. Levanon, open up your gates. Visochal Eish Ba'arazecha. And let fire consume your arazim, your cedars. So who is Levanon? Is that the good guys or the bad guys, so to speak? So Levanon, often, like at the end of the last parak, Levanon meant Beis HaMikdash. But here Levanon, according to Rashi, and according to the Targum, refers to the Umos HaOlam. Targum Yonasan Rashi quotes, Pas Psachu Amemaya Tarachon. Open the gates. What is it referring to? The Umos HaOlam, who are living in Eretz Yisrael, the Abarbanel says, Yishmael and Edom, who have lived there for so many years, get ready that you are going to be destroyed. So the first couple of psukim here are continuing what's going to be in the future, as we have had over the past couple of prakim on the positive side. Bipnei Shezeh, says the Abarbanel, Ela Fachamesh Meot Shana, it's 1500 years from the Abarbanel. So Mashlu Be'eretz HaNefcheres, Pam Bibnei Adom, Pam Bibnei Yishmoel, Va'kel Yisbarach B'chachmaso, Yivim Ba'achres Hayamim Aleha, Laseisnik Basamba. Hashem is going to bring them back and destroy them. If you look in the Radak says maybe it's referring to the Churban Vayisheni. Churban Vayisheni is going to be, right, the nations are going to come in and destroy Livanon, and that's really Beis HaMikdash, or it's referring to the house of the Chashmonaim, says the Radak. Referring to, as we know, that they also were decimated and nobody was left. The Gemara at the beginning of Masechet Baba Basra, there was one girl that sat on the last one, and she jumped off the roof. But that's what the Radak says. Maybe it's referring to that. But there is a Gemara in Yoma. The Gemara in Yoma says that there is a reference to Psach Levanon de la Secha. It's referring to the Beis HaMikdash. What is it referring to? La Mitasa Mabes. The beginning of the fourth parak in Yoma, says the Gemara. Tan Rabbanan. Arboim Yoshana Kodem Churban Abayis. But 40 years even before the Beis HaMikdash, the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Lo Haya Gorel Ola Biyamin. As we know, earlier, you know what, let's read earlier. In the days of Shimon HaTzadik, on Lama Tesam and Aleph, the Gemara says, the 40 years that Shimon HaTzadik was Kohen Gadol, Hayagorol Ola Biyamin. We know the Gorol, Lashem, Lazazel, the Lashem always went up in his right hand. Mikan Ve'elach, after Shimon HaTzadik, Pamim Ola Biyamin, Pamim Ola Bismol. Ve'elashon Shol Zahores Malbin, and the Lashon, that the ribbon that they tied, always turned white after the Azazel ceremony and process. Mikan ve'elach pamim malbim pamim no malbim. Ve'yener maravi dolik, it was always lit. Mikan ve'elach pamim dolik pamim kaba. Ve'eishal maracham izgaber, the fire, all these wonderful things that happened. Ve'nishtacha bracha ba'omer b'shti alechem lechem aponim. There was bracha in the omer and the lechem aponim. Ve'chal kohen shemagia kizayis, every kohen had got a little bit and he was satiated. Important discussions about chatzi shir on that line of the Gemara. But that's the contrast. Now, on the base, the Brisa says, 40 years already before the Churban, lo haya girl only be yamin, the girl did not go up yamin. It wasn't sometimes this, sometimes that. For lo haya lashosar is malbin, it would not become white. For lo haya ner maravi dolek, and it wouldn't light. Vahayu dalsos hahechol niftachos mealehen. The doors of the Heichal opened up by themselves. Rashi, simin la'ayvim la'vovali kanes. A simin that the enemy was going to come in and destroy. Ad, and they opened, ad shegoar bahem Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Until Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai started screaming at them, at the doors. I remember the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed, Shlomo HaMelech was screaming at the doors. So here, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And the Gemara in Tanur Shel Achnoi, B'Mesiyah Nuntes, Rabbi Yeshua screamed at the walls. Here, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai screamed at the doors. Amar lo, Heichal, Heichal, B'pnei Ma'ata Mavis Atzmecha. Why are you doing this to yourself? You're scaring yourself. Yodei Ani Becha Shesof Chasili Charev. I know that you're going to be destroyed. Farnes Naba Lecha Zechariah Ben Ido. Zechariah already has prophesied about you. Where our pasuk Psach Levanon de la Secha Vesochal Eish Barazecha. But you don't have to open. You don't have to open now, says the Gemara. Amar Yisla Ben Tavloi Lama Nikra Shmo Levanon Shemalbin Avonosein Shel Yisrael. He's Malbin the Avonos of Yisrael. So either way, that the pasuk refers to the Beis HaMikdash. In that regard, Rashi quotes that Gemara also. Fascinating, two of the great Achronim, the Ben Yehoyada and the Ber Yosef, both say, why Dafka, the doors opening, does that symbolize Churban? Right, out of all the things that might have happened, why Dafka is that? So the Ber Yosef writes in Mitzora, he says, if you look at the whole, all the items on the list, so it wasn't an ace. right? The girl didn't go up in the right. It went up in the left. Okay, so that's normal. And the Lashon Shel Zaharis didn't become white, so there was no nace. The Mara Aravi didn't light. The door, so everything was like, okay, Hashem did not do a nace. The door's opening was a nace. So it was Bedafka, something positive that was trying to give them a message. So V'yesh L'havin, Leizet Tzorech, Nasa Anes Hazeh, Shadal Sosa Hechol Hayin Eftachos Me'alein. Why do they need that nace? So he explains, based on the Gemara in Yumadav Tes and elsewhere, right, Mikdash Rishon, why was it Charav? The big three. Mikdash Sheni, Sinas Chinam. What's a root of Sinas Chinam? Says the Chavetz Chaim, Lashon Hara. Chavetz Chaim in the Hakdama to Chavetz Chaim writes, Lashon Hara that comes out of Sinas Chinam. D'ilav Hachi lo hayin anashim al kach. Because if it was not translated into Lashon Hara, they wouldn't have been punished. And that's what it says, Kasha Sinas Chinam Keneged Avodazora Gila Reis and Shvichas Damim, like the Gemara says in Arachin about Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is compared to all three. And that's why the door is open. Like the mouths are open. The Kivan Chayador Parits Balashon Hara, Velo Shamru Pischei Piem, Vesachomo Shehekev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'emes HaLashon. If so, they spoke Lashon Hara, and the walls that were supposed to guard the Lashon, the mouth and the teeth, so that didn't work. Ulashonem shalchu bira'a ki'ir prutza ein choma b'ein matzah l'rucham v'yadua she'ikra kodesh v'mikdash hua adam, and the base of mikdash is a symbol of man. So that's why the door is opened, as if to say your mouths are opened. K'midasam v'nhagam heim k'dei la'orem adezeh, to awaken them 40 years before. Maybe there's still a chance. Al-chetam v'avonem shim nechshalem v'avon sinaschinem v'lashon hara shebesiv v'azeh asir habayis lecharev. That's what the Ber Yosef says in Parshas Mitzora, and that's what the Ben Yehoyada, before the Ber Yosef, says on this Gemara also. D'achor ben yeh b'avar chei lashon hara shayimaftirin b'safa laroa v'asafi dugmashdei delasos. It's like to the two lips, the two delasos. So again, back to our Gemara. That is all on the first pasuk. Open your doors, Levano. Halel Berosh Kinafal Erez Asher Adirim Shudadu, continuing the mashal of the trees and the forests, where wail to us, the brosh trees, because the cedars have fallen, the strong have fallen. Halel Aloni Bashan Ki Yarad Yara Batsir, the fortified forest has been destroyed. And again, either it's referring to Am Yisrael, the Horban, or it's referring to the other nations, and then it will be a continuation of the bracha. Call Yolas Haroim Ki Shuda Adartam, you hear the wails of the shepherds, because their whole power has been taken. Call Shagas Kfirim, the screaming of the lions, Ki Shuda Gaon Yardain, the Gaon, the heights of the Yardain have been conquered. So again, now starting from Pasuk Dalid, that is where the Abarbanel says, Eschata'ai, read you his Lashon, he says, Eschata'ai animaskir shalo nistimu ta'anosai, velo katzer daiti b'shum nevua, meha nevuos, asher pirashti b'kisvi ha'kodesh, kemo shalo matza yadi b'pir shapar shazos. This is hard. Shedvareha amukim ma'od, mibali pitaron. I don't know what the pshat is. Because I haven't found any of the pshatim, I'm going to quote them, I'm going to say all the problems with all of them. So he goes through all the pshatim, and he ends up saying that he thinks this is talking about the time period of Chanukah and the Chashmonaim, and that's what, throughout his commentary, he relates it to that. If you look in the Radak says it's either referring to, the Radak goes through the whole pshat according to both of these, either it's referring to events that already happened, Bayis Rishon, it's referring to Bayis Rishon tragedies, or it's referring to Bayis Sheni tragedies in the future. Either the past or the future, it's not 100% clear. But either way, we'll go through the psukim, we'll try to get some messages. The Gemara Darsh is a number of these psukim. Kamar Hashem Elokai Re'ei Ason Arega, shepherd the sheep that are ready to be slaughtered. Who is this referring to? So it's saying about Am Yisrael, that they're usually the ones that are about to be slaughtered. Asher Konean, so either it's referring to before the Chorban Bayis Rishon, before Chorban Bayis Sheni, Asher Konean Yahargum Lo Yashamu. People buy them. Bnei Yisrael are bought, right? Like it sounds like the Tochacha, and they don't. The buyers don't feel any guilt. Umachran Yomar Baruch Hashem Vashir. Right? But the sellers say, "I'm doing God's work, and I'm becoming rich." And there's no Rachmanis on any of the people who have shepherded us. Kilo Echmol Od Al Yoshvi Arzum Hashem. Hashem says, "I've had enough. I've had enough." Zechariah is saying, if this is about Bayis Rishon, so maybe he's trying to say, this is what happened, and we have to make sure it doesn't happen again. Everybody's going to be given over into the hands of their friends. I'm not going to save them. I'm going to take two sticks, says Hashem. La'achad karasi noam, u'la'achad karasi chovlim. One I called Noam, nice and serenity, and one I called Chovlim, as in wounding. Va'eres atzon, I took those two sticks to shepherd the sheep. Many different shatim. What are these two sticks, Noam and Chovel? Rashi says, is referring to Malchus Beis David and Malchus Yeravam. Rechavam is the one that's Chovlim, because he rules the Yasram Bagrabim, and Yeravam is the one Lenahaleim La'at. It's referring to Malchus Yisrael and Malchus Yehuda. Those are the two Chovlim. Look in the Radak. The Radak said it's talking about two ways that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. It depends whether we are following his path or not. Bizmasho Yisrael Shomrim Derach Hashem. Sometimes Hashem is Noam to us. Shoyim Malchem V'shoftim Tovim U'madrichim Osam B'derach Yishara Oz Hayakel Managosam B'ne'imus Sveim Kol Tov Ein Satan Vein Pegara. But when it says Chovlim, that's when we're not doing the right thing. So that's the Bardak. If you look at the Barbanel, it's talking about different leaders of the Chashmonaim. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Darshit, that it's talking about two different Talmidei Chachamim. The Talmidei Chachamim in Bavel and in Eretz Yisrael. The Talmidei Chachamim, Amr of Oshia, Mai Dechsiv, Sanhedrin Chav Dalet, Noam and Chovlim. Noam Elu Talmidei Chachamim Sheb Eretz Yisrael Shemanim Inmin. They're nice to each other. Zel Zeb Alacha. Chovlim Elu Talmidei Chachamim Sheb Bavel. Shemachablim Zel Zeb Alacha. They're much more argumentative. They're much more ferocious. They're ferocious. Chovel and Noam. Right? The Chida even says that Chovlim is in plural. There's less Achdus and Noam is in singular. But either way, that's the Gemara. So Va'achid Eshloshes Haram B'Yerech Echad. And I will destroy the three shepherds in 1 month. Vatikser nafshi b'hem, I've had enough of them. V'gam nafshem b'chalabi, their soul had enough of me. What is this referring to? So again, the Mefarshim give many different shatim. Rashi says it's referring back to the story in Malachim Beis, Perek Tes, Perek Yud, when Yehu killed out the whole house of Achav, the et Beis Achazia, Melch Yehuda, and then Malchus Beis David also got killed out. Except one little baby that they hid in the Kodesh Kadashim, except Yoash. He was hid, but everybody else, Atalia, and killed out all of her family. It's referring to Malchus Beis David. The Radak says it's referring to the three sons of Yoshio towards the end of Malchus Beis David. Later, after the story that Rashi tells us, this is at the end of the reign of the Churban. Right, the three Yehoahaz, Yehoyakim, and Sidkio. That's who it is referring to. Again, the Mitzvah David here. The Barbanel follows him, also referring to the three sons of Matisyo. As we mentioned before, the Barbanel thinks this whole parak is about that time. Okay, those are all different pshatim. But the Gemara, again, the Gemara darshins these psukim. Maybe Chazal knew that these psukim are very challenging to understand kipshuto, so it must be some other deeper levels. The Gemara says on Tainus Daf Tesam and Aleph. Remember that Gemara? Shlosha Parnasim Tovim Abdul Yisrael. Three great leaders that stood up for the Jewish people in the desert. Ve'elohim Moshe, Va'aron, Miriam. The Gilmatanos Tovas Nidu Al Yadam. The three special gifts that were given b'schus these great personalities. The Be'er, the Anan, and the Mun. The Be'er was b'schus Miriam. The Hamud was b'schus Amud Anan, b'schus Aaron. And the Mun b'schus Moshe. When Miriam died, the Be'er was removed, but then it quickly came back. When Aaron died, the Ani HaKavod were removed, but it quickly came back. When Moshe died, then all three were gone. And that is what's referred to by this pasuk. Meis Moshe nistalku kulan shenamar v'achid eshloshes haroim b'yerech echad. Says the Gemara v'chi b'yerech echad meisu, they all died in the same month? No. Miriam died in Nisan, and Aaron died in Av, and Moshe died in Adar. Ella, it just means this matanos that were b'schus these two leaders all died, all were removed in 1 month. Shenisbat lugimu matanos tova shenil yadon v'nistalku kulan b'yerech echad. So that's the Gemara about the three. The Mefarshim wonder, or the Rinat Yitzchak here quotes, so what does it mean that it was Bischus Miriam and Bischus Aaron? The Gemara says, Lamaisa, they all stayed until Moshe died. So maybe it was just Bischus Moshe, right? not all three. So he explains, no. To start something new is different than to bring something back. Meaning Yesh Mi'ayin is different than Yesh Mi'yesh, where it already had been once. So only because of Miriam did the Be'er come into existence. Once it was there, then Moshe had enough of his chus to be mamshech the existence, and to be mamshech the existence of Yanni Yaakov. Really, each one of them was the reason in their chus to create it in the first place. In the first place, Moshe, and that's what it says. But it was all fit. So even when Moshe still had it, but it was still bischus Miriam and Aaron. And that's why once Moshe died, then all three Zchuyos were taken at the same time. The Mabit, we mentioned, whenever we quote this Gemara, we like to mention the Mabit. In Beis Elokim, we know that there are three different presents, but only one of them has a holiday. right? Anani Akavet gets Sukkos. We don't have a holiday for the Mun. We have Lechem Mishnah. We don't have a holiday for the Be'er. Right, so what's unique about the Anani HaKavod? Why does the Anani HaKavod get its own holiday and not the other Nisan? Says the Mabit in Beis Elokim, Shar HaYesodos, Perek Lamed Zayin, V'yef Shalomar, Ki Gam Shabe'er V'Hamon Hayu Nisan Before Samim, Le'in Kol, V'Smidu Kol Arboim Shana, even though they were also amazingly miraculous and they went for 40 years, Ki Van Shayadavar Hechrechi, She'yef Shabalim Mitziusam Kla, Lohuk V'Remez Lehem. Hashem took us out. 2 million people into the desert, he had to give us bread and water. What? He took us out. That's his responsibility. Okay, he didn't have to do it in such a miraculous way, but basically he had to give us bread and water. That doesn't show his love for us. Aval anane hakavod, shelo hayu kol kach hechrechi, kimo heim, anane hakavod, they weren't as needed. Ela kidei shelo yu b'chor b'yom ha'karach b'layla, it was just to make us more comfortable. That shows HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love. Hukfu yimeyacha gremez le'inyonam, ki gam badavish lo hayach rechi, kamachal u'mishte, osa ka yizbarach neis, upele iman b'midbar. Even though we didn't need it so much, but still, it was something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, and that really shows the love. If you look at the Beis HaLevi, the beginning of Parshas Kisisa, he says something similar about Shabbos and Mishkan. Why? Before the Egel, Shabbos was, the Mishkan was before Shabbos, and afterwards, Shabbos was before the Mishkan, because the Mishkan is something that we don't for sure need, right? We live without a Mishkan. Shabbos, you can't live without. So when we're on a higher level, and Hashem already wanted to show us His love, so He gives us what we don't need first, and then He'll give us what we do need, Mishkan and Shabbos. But afterwards, it was the opposite. Okay, that's the Shalosh HaTzaraot. Ba'omar lo era eschem, and Hashem says, I won't lead you and tend to you. It'll be terrible. Everybody who's suffering will be left to suffer. And again, who is this referring to? All the different pshatim, whether it's by Yisrisha, by Yisheni, or Yevanim. And I take my Noam stick and I cut it off. Whichever pshat that you gave before. Rashi says, is referring, Noam referred to the Malchus Yisrael, so I'm going to cut that off. Others say it was referring to other pshatim that we gave to Noam, as we learned earlier, right? The Radak is when the Bnei Yisrael follow Hashem's path, so Hashem's going to cut that off if we don't follow His path. V'chulu. All the pshatim continue in the pshat. But La Feris Brisiya Shakarati is called Hamim. Right? You violated my treaty. And everybody realizes that it is Dvar Hashem. Everybody realizes, the Rashi quotes, they knew this is what Moshe was talking about, that we're going to go into Galus if we don't follow the Torah. And Hashem says, if it's good, give me my schar, give me my wages. What are my wages? Says the Radak, Tshuva Maisim Tovim. How do you pay Hashem? You pay Hashem by listening to Him. V'imlo, and if not, chadalu, and if not, just leave. V'yishkelu eschari shloshim kesef. So they weighed out my schar, 30 kesef. What 30 kesef? Rashi says, I don't know what it is exactly. Kesef is drawn the word kisuf, desirous. What shloshim? So Rashi quotes the Medrash that there will always be at least 30 tzaddikim in the world. Hashem promised Avram Avinu, right? Ko yihyeh. Yihyeh is gematria 30. Ko yihyeh zaracha. So the schar was 30. V'yomar Hashem elai, and Hashem says, take those 30. Hashlichei ola yotzer, throw it into the yotzer, is like otsar, the Mefarshim say, put it into the treasure house, meaning go away from the rest of the door. Hashem is warning that He told the Nevi'im earlier, let's say it's referring to Bayis Rishon, He said the tzaddikim should separate, they shouldn't be consumed within and mushpa by the Am that's not listening and that's following of an Azara still. Mesudas David said it was just Shloshim is just the going rate of the shepherds in those days. But Hashem says, I'm going to take those 30, Vashlichoso Beis Hashem Ala Otzer, I will separate it and put it into the storage house. Vo'egdas Makli Hasheni, and then He's going to take the second Makel Chovlim, Lohafer, Es Ha'achva, Ben Yehuda Uvein, Yisrael, Lohasir, and he cuts the second Lohafer Es Ha'achva, which will break the Achva. The Achva, Rashi says, this Achva is a bad Achva. It's an achva, it's a unity between Yehuda and Yisrael, that they did Avodah Zarah, Ben Yehuda Ben Yisrael. They did Avodah Zarah. I'm going to break that achva by sending them into Galus. V'yamar Hashem Eli, Od Kach Lecha, Kli Roe Avili. Take one more. Who is this referring to? Rashi is referring to Titus. Ki Ani Anochi make him Roa Ba'aretz. Hanechos Lo Yifkod, he's not going to be nice. Right? It's referring to now, Bayesheni, according to Rashi. Hanar Lo Yivakesh, he's not going to have any Rachmanis. Everybody's going to stay in the terrible state that they're in, even the healthy ones, the rich ones, aren't going to be able to survive the terrible tragedies that Titus is going to wrought. So again, according to this pshat, Zechariah, before Bayis Sheni is built, is noting that this is the potential that lays in store if, Rachman al Islam, we don't get our act together to make this a super-duper Mikdash. Again, we didn't. Most of the Jews stayed in Bavel, and as we've said many times, it could have been, but it wasn't, what the potential was. Either way, Rashi again alludes to, implies, but again, there was Avodah Zarah was the center. Remember the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Dalet, that after Ashkenaz HaGadolah, after this Chorban take place, realized that we can't function like this anymore, and that's why they dive in to get rid of the Esar for Avodah Zarah, which the Gemara says happened. However, you understand that that Gemara about the line coming out of the Kodesh Kodashim, but that's the Gemara, and this is Zechariah Perek Yud Aleph.